Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 9, and we've been looking at eternal things. On Monday we saw the eternal place. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:24, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." On Tuesday we saw the eternal payment. The Bible says, "Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others." It was an eternal payment, and therefore it's everlasting, and there's no need for it to be repeated, nor can it. And then yesterday we saw our eternal priest. The Bible says, "For then must he have often suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." Now, building on that thought, today I want to show you some eternal proof of that truth. What do you mean, preacher? Well, the truth is that the Bible says in 9:27 of the book of Hebrews, it's appointed unto men once to die. And as far as that aspect, Christ became man, yet without sin, and he died once. And there was nothing that anyone could do to change that. It is the universal principle of death that it only occurs once. And once someone is dead, you cannot do anything else to that individual because they're dead. There's a insecticide commercial that has made millions with the slogan, "Kills bugs dead." Well, I don't really know of any other way to kill a bug except to kill it dead. And so it's restating the obvious, and it carries with it that idea, kills them dead. Well, can I say that when you're dead, you're dead. And when you kill a bug, it's a dead bug. And so that's the only way it can be. Well, same is true whether when a man's spirit leaves his body, whether you shoot him once or whether you shoot him 100 times, there are no different forms of dead. He is just as dead when his heart stops and that spirit leaves that body or the first time, as it would be no matter what. There's nothing more than you can do. I mean, people have been known to desecrate the body and other things, but as far as that person's concerned, they can only die once. And that's the worst thing that can happen, is for us to die. And yet, on the other hand, it's the best thing that can happen. And the Bible says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die." The Bible says, "But after this, the judgment." Let's see if we can bring this now and apply this. Now, we use this verse oftentimes in evangelism. We use it in tracts. We use this verse to convince lost people to come to Christ and that they're going to have an appointment with death someday and that they're going to be judged following that. And certainly this is applicable. But in the context of Hebrews 9, if you will look at what's being said, the proof in this verse that Christ cannot be crucified daily, cannot be sacrificed daily, is not sacrificed every time that the Eucharist or Mass is performed, is present in verse number 27. "And as it is appointed unto men once to die," Christ could only die once. And yet once was enough. Once was all that was required, because he died not for his own sin, but for your sin and for mine. And the Bible says, "But after this, the judgment." The good news is that Christ, because he did not die for his own sin, my friend, he didn't stay dead, but he was resurrected, and because of that, found innocent of any sin of his own. And thank God today you and I are innocent because of his innocence. Father, help us, I pray, to appropriate that which we have in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.